We begin with these beautiful words of the gospel we just heard. At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. I think this is one of the most consoling, reassuring verses in the gospel. It talks about that mercy that our Lord has for all of us. And he doesn't just leave that great crowd of people without some direction in their lives. So he teaches them. He gives them hope, hope that extends even beyond the grave. He teaches them what God has destined for the human being, a destiny beyond description, a life of complete peace, complete happiness. And our Lord in his human nature is moved, his heart is moved, his sacred heart is moved by the fact that people need somebody. They need somebody to guide them, to lead them, to help them. In that moment that's described by St. Matthew in his gospel that we just heard, what does our Lord do? He turns to his disciples and he gives them an order, a specific order. They were to ask the master of the harvest for sufficient laborers who would guide people to the true and blessed life of heaven. That was their order, to pray to the master of the harvest. He says the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. I don't know about you, but maybe you've had the occasion sometimes of maybe experiencing a little bit about what our Lord experienced when he saw that vast crowd. Perhaps you've seen a stadium with thousands of people gathered to watch a football game. And maybe you wonder to yourself, what's going to happen to all those thousands of people? Who among that immense crowd is on the right path? And who are the people who know nothing about God, nothing about the life that he's wanting us to experience? Our Lord, of course, he knows what every one of those thousands of people is doing and thinking, and whether they're on the right path or not, whether they're lost souls, confused by this world's ideas and temptations. Jesus tells people at one point, they need to knock at the door repeatedly. We need to search so that we can find God, the God who loves us. But who will he find to send out people to all the world, to everybody? Who will go in his name to preach, to live the example of Jesus Christ? Who will have the courage of their conviction so as to give up their spouse and home, the comforts of life, so as to dedicate themselves to announcing the truth that Jesus came to reveal? Who? Who will be willing even to lay down their very life if necessary in order to help other people come to know the good news of God's love for us? Who? I don't know about you, but maybe these questions kind of trouble us because we feel we haven't responded too well to this direct request of Jesus to ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers to his great harvest. So many souls that need to be saved. Or perhaps we felt at one time that maybe we were supposed to go out, that we were supposed to respond. But then the lure of life was so strong that we gave up the idea of being a missionary. To tell you the truth, that's what's so amazing to me about those 12 apostles, those 12 men just like us that our Lord chose to be his apostles, his special emissaries. Even their names are still known listed in the gospel passage we just read. These are truly amazing men when you think about it, how they literally gave up everything, even their wives, to fulfill the Lord's request. He sent them first of all to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, God's special people, the Jewish people. They were to receive special treatment. They were to be evangelized first. And the things that these ordinary men were to do are truly amazing. They were to cure the sick, raise even the dead people, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. What power did they possess? These simple men, entrusted with the message of the highest importance, given power to perform great miracles so that people might be more ready to hear what they had to say. It was a matter of life and death, as far as the Lord is concerned. Why? Because he wants to save every human being. And that is his priority. He's willing to sacrifice himself, of course, to that end. And he does. And he calls apostles and even other disciples. He wants them to be willing even to lay down their lives so that the good news might be spread and announced to the entire world. And as we know, those 12 apostles were indeed martyred, and many other disciples of the Lord in those first centuries as well. The Lord warned them and told them that they must carry the cross if they want to be his disciples. What kind of people were these first apostles and disciples? Were they different than us? I don't think so. They were like us, but they were so convinced by the Lord that they were willing to risk everything to follow him, to obey him, to love him. Does the Lord, do you think, expect that of us? Or was this just one of the expectations Jesus had toward those first disciples? What do you think? We say our Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so what he says must also apply to us as well. But where could we get that courage to become his laborers, sent out to his great harvest? I think the answer lies here, right at Mass, the food that he gives to us, the food that's his sacred flesh and blood of the Son of Man, who is God. No other earthly food can even remotely compare with the food that he gives us in the Eucharist, a food that we need to consume if we're able, if we're to live the kind of life that despises the attractions and comforts of the world and seeks first and foremost the will of Almighty God. And our Lord gives us this food, and if we receive it worthily, we're strengthened, and we can become truly his missionaries.